welcome to Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip at Gawler's History. And we're down here in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre once again, thanks to their generosity in letting us use the space. And I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And Julie is working in the background. Hi, Julie.
Yes, and she's would wave.
Yes.
But she's deeply engrossed in looking at a map of Murray Street.
Yes.
We'll leave her be.
Okay. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Country correspondence Kapunda. As usual, the weather. The last two or three days have been fine after much heavy rain. Considering the severe frosts and the heavy storms which washed away much of the surface oil on the hillsides, the crops in this neighbourhood are looking healthy. Could almost be today, couldn't it? Mm. 2 days of sunshine after
yes,
heavy rain.
But I don't know that the crops are too healthy because we haven't had enough rain.
No, again, the crops are that healthy.
Yeah.
So, but hopefully. Yes, the country they had a lot of country correspondence because they had one from Smithfield and Reeves Plains.
Well, that's how people kept in touch. That was the only way.
And they really were. They covered in detail what was happening in the local community in the paper. So, over to UK.
100 years ago. Gawler School Meeting. Meeting of this committee was held on the 16th instant when all members were present. The secretary, Mr. D.A. Whittaker, reported the result of the concert given by Miss Leach and pupils. After expenses were met, the committee had realised a net price of £18.10. The object of the concert was to raise funds towards a kindergarten school for Gawler. Well, that's interesting.
£18 was a fair amount.
Nothing to be sneezed at.
No, because I was researching how much was raised in fundraising concerts during World War One.
Yeah.
Because one of my characters was running concerts to raise funds. So yes, £18 was a good amount.
Yeah. They'd be happy with that.
Yes. So 50 years ago, Medibank, a mix-up. Failure to reach agreement on Medibank in country-subsidised hospitals has caused confusion at Hutchinson Hospital, Gawler. No accounts have been sent out for hospital services since Medibank became effective on July the 1st because of uncertainty on charges. Hospital Secretary Mr. H.G. Polkinghorne said this week the present situation was causing concern. So, of course, that was the first introduction of Medicare back in the 70s.
Yeah, the early Medibank and then...
Yeah, or Medibank
was sold and it became, Medicare became the primary one and Medibank was sold because Medibank now is like a private sort of health fund. Mm. Medibank private. It went private. Anyway, I don't know. 25 years ago, new president of Rotary Club. The Rotary Club of Gawler Lights new president, Stephen Arthur, has been inducted by past president Andrew Yap at the club's changeover dinner at Starplex. Throughout the year, both Mr. Yap and Mr. Arthur have worked tirelessly to organise events and provide the necessary manpower to raise money to benefit the community as well as communities overseas. And there's a photograph, a little black and white photograph of Stephen Arthur being congratulated by past President Andrew Yap.
Mm-hmm.
So Gawler Light was set up because Gawler Rotary got so big, they have a limit on numbers, and that's why they had to set up the different Rotary Club. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the membership numbers are, but there's a limit on them so they don't get too big.
So 10 years ago, local soccer fans helped paint the town red on Monday night, and they weren't alone. They were among 53,000 people who packed out Adelaide Oval to see their English Premier League heroes. Liverpool Football Club taking on local Adelaide United. Liverpool Football Club taking on local club Adelaide United, both teams known as the Reds. Gawler South fan Sarah Trevenna attended the once-in-a-lifetime event and said the atmosphere was electric. She added that when the 50,000-strong crowd belted out their rendition of You'll Never Walk Alone, combined with the frosty weather, she almost thought she was at Anfield. I didn't expect the song to be as intense as it was. The whole stadium was on their feet, scarves in hands and shouting in time, she said. Well, a football song should be emotion-stirring. It should be intense.
Oh, they need to rouse, don't they?
Yes, so almost like military, you know, battle songs. I guess they are battle songs in a sense.
And that's it?
Yes, I did try and find out to clarify the Adelaide lead, and it is indeed a town in Victoria.
Oh, right.
And that story came from the Talbot Times, which is a Victorian paper.
Ah, that's why it didn't make any sense of it being
Yes. Right. So that's why. So I just resolved that from confusion from last week.
Very good. Yeah. Well, that's it.
That's it, indeed. Until next week,
Kate. Until next week, this. For all light signs.